happy, blessed, prosperous, love-filled 2026. It's going to be an exceptional year because that's what Jesus wants for our lives, right? I was standing in front of Jesus as the man, and I heard a voice really clearly saying, "Behold the man." Jesus was savoring the memory of what he did when he folded himself up as God, as divinity, and came inside of humanity. And he was savoring it as he was able to walk around amongst his beloved creation as a man and fully experience what it was like to be part of his creation in that moment. Just you and Jesus, safe. All the elements of life on the outside. On the inside, you and the King. You and Jesus, safe, at peace, at rest. I want to take a moment of your time just before today's episode. I seriously enjoy Mama Bucci honey every day. It's honestly the best honey that I've ever tasted, and it fights inflammation as it's twice as potent as other Manuka honeys tested. So for the first time, I am endorsing a product. Over 13,000 families in Africa have been equipped with beehives to send kids to school, put food on the table, and step out of poverty with dignity and hope. Plus, 50% of each sale will help our ministry create more Christ-centered media, which is so needed in this time. Two kingdom missions, feeding hearts and helping people encounter God. So visit lizwright.org/honey to be part of supporting us both. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And I want to begin by saying happy, blessed, prosperous, love-filled 2026. It's going to be an exceptional year because that's what Jesus wants for our lives, right? So in today's time with you, I want to share another experience that I've had recently with Jesus, which I'm still living in. I shared this when it was happening real time. It was literally, like, I think, the next day with our international mentoring community. And I've just been living there ever since. And I felt it was really important to just share this with all of us, with the body of Christ, because it's where Jesus is drawing us into, giving us the grace to experience him this way. And also I felt for us to come in agreement with his heart and pray for those that we love that are caught up in this particular way that I'll share in a minute, whether it might be ourselves, people we love, or generally just people groups at large. But there's a real grace right now from Holy Spirit. And I know that as we go through this new year, we are going to move into a different level of experiencing Jesus this way. And I believe we're going to start to see the grip of the enemy, particularly coming off the body of Christ and off people that really are made in his image, right? That just don't know yet how beloved and precious they actually are to Jesus. So to begin with, I want to just pray for a second, and then I'll share with you, and we'll read some scriptures. And I would just, with all my heart, I want to see you go into the experience, the invitation that Jesus has for us today. So let's just pray for a second. Jesus, I thank you for my brother, my sister with me in this moment, that they will be graced all over again. Oof, holy. There's his presence. Wow. I actually just felt Holy Spirit dispensing fresh grace inside of you. Because, of course, he's in us, right? So just that fresh release of grace coming from him, the supernatural empowerment to experience him again. I felt him doing that. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for every one of us receiving, being a beneficiary of your grace dispensing inside of us right now, supernaturally enabling us to have a relational connection with you that we are aware of. We have that, Lord, but different level of awareness and sensitivity to your presence and to your heart, to what you're saying to each one of us in this moment. As I begin to share, Jesus, I thank you for drawing each one of us into this experience and flooding the eyes of our hearts with light again, to be able to see you and know you in the way that you desire to be known. Holy. Wow. Holy. Amen. I just felt then, just as I was tuning into the Lord's heart, for you to just begin. I encourage you, as I'm sharing, do this actually, just breathe him in. Breathe in the oxygen, so to speak, of the presence of God inside of you, because we live and move and have our being in him, right? We just tune out of that awareness as pressure and responsibilities of life can crash in. And he's wanting us to just reset again in this moment. Just take a moment, or do this, like I said, as I'm sharing, just keep breathing him in, becoming aware of his presence inside of you and surrounding you, enfolding you, and breathe out the pressure, like casting the cares and the pressure on him, so that you can really become fully centered into this moment, fully present into this moment of fresh engagement with him. So, not very long ago, I went into a night encounter where I suddenly found myself in the presence of Jesus as Christ, Jesus Christ, the man. And as I was standing there, I became immersed and undone again by his love that I was beginning to feel flooding off him. And so hear this for you, right? As you know, if you've been following me for a while, my encounters are for all of us corporately. So everyone is it. I'm being wrecked by them and changed in a glorious way. But there is always a corporate application. I'm being shown by Jesus what he's opening up for all of us. So as I'm sharing, listen to his heart for you, because he's speaking to you. So I was standing in front of Jesus as the man, and I heard a voice really clearly saying, "Behold the man." Wow. 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 And as, oh, I feel his love again right now. And as I heard the voice, "Behold the man," I just became increasingly undone by how much Jesus loves us. And I was made aware of the fact that it was his love that compelled him to come to earth as Jesus of Nazareth, and to pay the price that he did to reconcile us back to himself, deal with all that had happened, the cataclysmic effects of the fall, and scenes of his life began to flash in front of me. And I began to be made aware of the different facets of the beauty of who he is, the nature of who he is, the humility, the compassion, the sovereignty. And it was just like scene after scene after scene was just flashing in front of me. And then I began to be made aware of the enormity of the miracle of what happened as God himself, the infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent God who created all things, who upholds all things, right, by the power of his word. In that moment, he folded himself up. into the human person that became Jesus of Nazareth. And I felt something that just undid me. I felt that Jesus was savoring the memory of what he did when he folded himself up as God, as divinity, and came inside of humanity and closed himself into that small space called Jesus. And he was savoring it as he was able to walk around amongst his beloved creation as a man and fully experience what it was like to be part of his creation in that moment. And then I felt like to Jesus, this was the thing he was most proud of, his greatest accomplishment. It kind of felt like that as he was savoring it. And at the one and the same time, I was feeling just the immensity of how much he loves us, how, and the awe of God that was just filling me as I was seeing how incredible, how words are inadequate, right, to describe the enormity of the miracle of what actually took place. And like I said, I saw the humility, I saw the compassion that compelled him, I saw the immensity of his love for us, and I saw his sovereignty. And so, and then, so it was like my, as I'd heard the voice saying, Holy Spirit, I'm sure, was saying, behold the man, behold the man. And this capacity was releasing inside of me to see him with a greater clarity, I think, than I've seen before. And it was, he was igniting my love for him and this fresh awe and honor and desire to know him more completely, to a knowing of that, just how deeply he desires to be known by us, for us to understand what he did, be impacted all over again by what he did, and to walk in the fullness of the freedom that he's purchased for us, and to live in the fullness of the promises and the life experience that he planned for us and purchased for us to be able to step into. So I believe we are going to see this happening to us more and more and more, that the way that we've been living intermittently or sometimes in a kind of dual life experience, that will begin to disappear as we become, you know, like consumed by Jesus, by love for him, by his love for us, by what's happened, becoming just saturated in the beauty of who he is as we become freshly aware of what has happened and who he is, and therefore now who we are in him. And then Holy Spirit drew me to a scripture. It's John chapter 19, verse 5. And this is where I feel he wants us to come in agreement with him today, specifically to see the victory of what he secured at the cross applied to our lives, like I said at the beginning, and to those we love. And we'll just see what I want us, we'll see where Jesus takes us. I want us to just behold him, behold the man. As I read the scriptures to us, we'll go in through the doorway of the word into experiencing Jesus the way he wants us to know him. And to, I know that there will be a grace from Holy Spirit that will release revelation truth to you as you go in and we just behold him this way and see him more clearly, I believe, than we've seen him deeper still. Wow, I can feel his presence so strongly. So the scripture, John 19, verse 5 says, so Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, of course, speaking to the crowd that were hugely in bondage to the religious spirit, just breathing out threats and curses and saying, crucify him. Pilate said to them, behold the man. And of course, in the deranged state of mind that they were in, oppressed by the religious spirit, taken over by darkness. In that moment, they couldn't. They couldn't see him for who he is. God, I'm feeling so much of his love as I'm speaking, and so much love for him. And so I felt that what Jesus wants us to do is come in agreement with his heart and stand in the gap for those that can't yet see him, those that are oppressed and held bondage under the influence of religious spirits, religious demons. Because he wants people, including ourselves, wherever we're still under the influence of a religious spirit, he wants us beholding him, seeing him clearly, and like I said, living in the freedom that he purchased for us at the cross, that he died for us to experience. So as we go in to behold him, looking at him through the scriptures that I'm going to read now, I encourage you, pop the people into your heart and bring them before him that you know are still held bondage, still kept away from him and not able to see him. And it may be it may be people that you love, your family members, friends, or it may be people groups, you know, maybe regions in the world that are currently where the church is being persecuted. You know, it may be that, however Holy Spirit leads you in this moment, this is a sovereign invitation. And I believe we're going to see a major move of the Spirit of God as we come in agreement with what matters to Jesus in this moment was on his heart, which is that everybody that he died for is set free, is able to truly behold him and see him. So I encourage you, embrace them, tuck them into your heart right now and bring them before him as you begin to behold, as we begin to enter in through the doorway of the scripture. And I encourage you, as we do this, as you go on into this amazing year ahead of us, whenever you come across people that can't yet see him and you know are tied up under religious oppression, just do this, revisit this, and just bring them to him. And you will see him moving, because this is his will, right, for our lives and for everybody. So let's behold the man. Holy. Wow. Looking at scriptures describing what happened, who he is. Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. So I can feel Holy Spirit impacting us all over again with the meaning, the implication of these truths that are so familiar to us, but actually they're profound. If you really sit and savor in this moment before him, what happened? That God himself put himself inside of the baby, inside of the womb of Mary, and was birthed into this earth. God, divinity with skin on. It's just overwhelming, and I can feel Holy Spirit breathing on these scriptures, revealing to us the enormity of what's happened, the holiness of what's happened, the beauty of his heart that compelled him, the love that compelled him to do this for you and for me. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Wow. I actually just saw Jesus then reaching out his hand and drawing you to him to come more deeply into the experience of him as the one who is full of grace and truth. He's opening up another level of the ability to understand him this way, full of grace, full of truth, full of mercy, full of kindness, a God of love, right? Colossians 2:9, this is Paul obviously speaking of Jesus, who came to earth and dwelt among mankind in the likeness of a man. Yet in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's just astounding, isn't it, who he is? The fullness of God in the person of Christ Jesus. So just behold him, look at him this way right now. Look at him as he's described through this scripture, and he will draw you into experiencing this, into the revelation flooding you even more completely of who he is. Colossians 2:10, another astounding revelation. In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. He's the head. And just savor that truth for those that you love that you're bringing before him as well right now. There's no demonic power able to retain its grip on anyone. As we receive the victory of the cross, ourselves and on behalf of those that we are standing in the gap for in this moment, in agreement with Jesus's heart, he is the head over every power and authority. You are so safe. We are so safe when we realize who he is, and I feel wave after wave of revelation truth moving out from him to shift us internally, to shift our experience in life and our ability to just enjoy him and fall more deeply in love with him, because we are experiencing his love for us, experiencing the liberation that comes as revelation flows through us, and we see, like the mist clears, and we can see who he is, who's inside of us. This is all about beholding him. Matthew 9:35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Hear this, and healing every disease and sickness, every disease and sickness. Luke 6:19. Again, this is speaking of his sovereignty. And the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all, healing them all. Luke 9:28, this gives us insight into the fact that it was God that came in the person of Jesus Christ. So just look at him as I'm reading this scripture. 8 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and climbed a high mountain to pray. As he prayed, his face began to glow. Oh, I'm really feeling this. He's just behold him in this moment. Just look right at him. He's in you, right? Just turn your face to him even more and just look at him this way, and he will flood you with revelation light. He will eradicate fear. He will remove the religious spirit from you and everybody that's in front of him right now in your heart. He is the head of all authority known in existence, right? His face, as he prayed, began to glow until it was a blinding glory streaming from him. His entire body was illuminated with a radiant glory His brightness became so intense that it made his clothing blinding white, like multiple flashes of lightning. All at once, two men appeared, Moses and Elijah. They spoke with Jesus about his soon departure from this world and the things he was destined to accomplish in Jerusalem. So the light of his glorified body, his deity, the divinity in humanity, the disciples with him were able to see, to experience the reality of who Jesus actually is as he unveiled himself in that moment for them to experience and for us to know about. And as we step into experiencing him through the doorway of the word, that we get to see him this way too. Who he actually is as supreme authority. Hebrews 1:2, the sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor, the exact expression of God's true nature, his mirror image. He holds, savor this truth, Jesus holds the universe together and expands it by the mighty power of his spoken word. Final scripture, Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Holy, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus, thank you for flooding the eyes of our hearts with fresh light right now to comprehend who you are as we behold you as the man, Christ Jesus. Wow. 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 I can actually feel Holy Spirit right now breaking the power of religious oppression off you and off those you're holding in your heart right now. Whether it's people groups, whether it's nations, whether it's family members, whether it's your own being where you're struggling with religious beliefs, bonded rules that cause you to perform and push you around, he's liberating you and everyone you're holding right now. He's liberating you from religious bondage, from the inability to see him clearly as he is. Holy. Holy, 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 holy. Wow. Wow. He's releasing you to live in freedom, a greater degree of freedom, a greater capacity is being released to you right now to walk as you go forward into this new year in intimacy, in a level of intimacy that you've longed for. He's saying, I've heard you and I'm drawing you in and I'm bringing you into freedom. Holy, and those that you love, those that you're concerned about, he's breaking the power of the religious spirit because he's already dealt with it at the cross. He's already dealt with it. Holy, thank you for what you're doing, Jesus. He's just releasing into this moment right now with you the power of the victory of what has been achieved. And he's flooding the eyes of your understanding to be able to see him in the beauty, the humility, the sovereignty of who he actually is, and causing your heart to be wrecked with love and drawing you, can see him doing this, drawing you, drawing me. It's like being taken into the shepherd's house, tucked away in a mountain somewhere, far away from any kind of trouble. Just you and Jesus, safe. All the elements of life on the outside. On the inside, you and the King. You and Jesus, safe, at peace, at rest, undistracted, uninterrupted, completely protected, able to rest, to enjoy your friendship, to behold the man, to know him intimately and completely, so much so you are so synchronized with his heart, you will know even the expressions on his face, you will know what matters to him, what doesn't matter to him. You will know how he feels about you and how he feels about everybody. He's synchronizing you to see as he sees, to feel as he feels, to be able to marvel in the story of what happened when he came to earth, to savor with him his memories of what it was like for him. Isn't that amazing? He views it as what he was showing me. He views it as his greatest achievement. That's how he revealed it to me in that moment when I was with him. He savors the memories, and he wants to savor those memories with me and with you, and to help us to understand the deeper things of his heart that drove him, that were his experience in every interaction, in every moment that we see recorded in the scriptures, what it was like for him, the conversations that went on with Father and Holy Spirit, with the angels, with the cloud of witnesses, as this phenomenal plan unfolded. And so he wants to savor it with you, drawing you into this undistracted place, to this deeper place of relational capacity, this deeper place of freedom and understanding, different level of relationship that he's moving us into now. So thank you, Jesus, for where you've taken us today, where you're taking us to now. We say yes. We want to live internally in rest, in a posture of beholding you continually in the midst of our life, in the secret place of our heart, living in the shepherd's house, so that we are in rest all the time, in communion, aware of our relationship with you, and then living from that out into our life. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the freedom that you have released to those that we've brought before you this morning, that they too now will have their eyes flooded with revelation light, and they will be released the grace to experience your love. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful first week of the new year, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. Okay. Yes. Sure. You're very, very loud, staticky now. Yep. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Okay, am I recording? Yes, okay. Hi, thank you. Oh, sorry, wrong one. I'm starting the show again. Happy New Year. I so hope that you can join me for this week's New Year special episode of Live Your Best Life, where Jesus is going to draw you into a different ability to connect with him and to walk in freedom and a deeper understanding of just how much he loves you. So I hope you can join me.